Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Had a full-on couple of weeks. One's been sick in my household. Work's been pretty full-on, and we've got some other stuff going on as well, and it's just been intense.
Yeah, I hear you, sister.
It's work-life balance. It's just life in general.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I managed to carve out 1 hour. All right, we finished work and I said to you, my alarm went off actually, and it was like massage time.
Oh, you went for a massage.
I went for a massage. So I carved out 1 hour to go and have a massage. Because on Saturday, when I was cheering Arwen in soccer, I think I got a bit too into it. And I was doing the woo, woo, and I pulled a muscle in my back.
I could see you doing that. You know, you always said, I won't be one of those parents, but you've got that way about you that you would be.
Ask my husband, Milko. I am one of those parents.
Yeah, I could tell you'd be one.
He's like, calm down, sweetie.
Yeah.
It's under six soccer. And I'm like, yeah, but just push, kick the ball.
Yeah, you'll never go to the Premier League this way. Oh, that kind of vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you even want to win?
Yeah, loser.
I didn't go that far.
Oh, sorry.
But yesterday I was so excited. I'm like, I've got this 1 hour and I'm going to come out of this hour and I'm going to be feeling so zen. And so relaxed.
Yeah.
I was so excited. So rocked up there straight after work and then went in, got undressed, got on the massage table. And look, all was going so well. The first 10 minutes, it was awesome.
They had like a back massage?
Back massage. Yeah. Well, they do full body.
Yeah,
but she was working on the back because I said, I've got an injury, a sporting injury.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that I was just just somebody watching sport, but that's
spectator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a spectator. And so she was getting to, and for the first 10 minutes, I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
Oh, I know when I come out of this, I'm going to feel awesome.
Yeah.
So I was lying down, head first, had my hands by my sides, and my palms were facing up.
Okay.
And it was when she was kind of on top of me and like really getting in the elbows on the lower back that it happened.
Oh.
I felt this warm drip land squarely in the palm of my hand, followed by a...
Oh, no!
She'd lean over me and a big nasal drip had fallen out of her nose, so a big water snot fallen out of her nose and landed into the palm of my hand.
That is disgusting.
And I was lying there going, did that just... Is that... Maybe that was massage or did that just happen? Oh, and I kind of lifted my head up a little bit and looked over and I saw, the massage oil was on the side of the massage table near my eyes. And I was like, that, she just put snot all in the palm of my hand. Oh, my God. And I could feel it. It was like a pull.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what? I was deciding what I'm going to do and how I'm going to get this off my hand. She then went from the lower back straight to my arm and then went all the way down my arm to my palm, proceeded to rub all of that snot.
Snot into your hand.
Not just into the palm of my hand. She started moving it all the way up my arm.
Snot was getting dispersed throughout your whole body.
She added a little bit of massage oil to it. It was getting dispersed. Oh. It was going everywhere. So for the next 50 minutes, I was just spending the whole time thinking, oh, how much of that snot has gone all over my body right now?
Jeez.
So I left that massage, not feeling relaxed.
No,
not feeling zen. Got straight to my car, got the sanitizer and rubbed it all on my hands and all the way up my arms. Drove straight home and went and had a shower.
That's just disgusting. There's no words to describe it.
You have anxiety about massages already, Damien. So now you're probably never going to get a massage ever again.
I will never go again. I mean, geez, that is my worst nightmare right there. Disgusting.
It was a mucus massage. They're a new rage. Should get it. My skin looks amazing.
Horrible. Oh, revolted.
Come with a free
influenza. Free influenza with every massage.
I think I need one.
Disgusting.
Anyway, on that merry note.
On that not merry note, that's horrible.
I feel ill.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I'm picturing it.
You've been with your girlfriend for many years and you think, you know what? She's the love of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to propose to her and make her my wife.
Oh, I've been there.
But I'm not going to do it just anywhere. I want it to be special. So why not propose to her at the place where dreams come true? And that is, of course, Disneyland.
Oh, yes.
So this guy is taking his girlfriend to Disneyland Paris, no less, and in front of the Disneyland Princess Castle, he's gotten down on one knee and he's got the box out and he's opened up the ring there and there's a big crowd surrounding them and they're going wild. so romantic. She's got her hands in her mouth going, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, an attendant comes, grabs her in, and takes her down the stairs.
Yes, that's great. But over here, she's going to be even better.
So,
listen to that booing.
Proposal. He's just got down on the knees. She's got the hands over the mouth going, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My dream come true.
This guy swoops in, comes through the middle of them. This is a video that's gone viral. Scoops up the box and then runs down the stairs with it. You actually think it's a bit of a joke. Like, maybe they're doing, like, this weird form of flash mob and now it's like... And then so he runs down the stairs and he goes, no, down here. The view's much better from down here. So you should... And so the guy kind of gets up and goes, oh, okay. And then they both kind of follow him down, looking all confused, going, what's happening? And he goes, yeah, do it again from here.
Oh, that is terrible.
He's just ruined one of the most important moments of their life.
He's just ruined Disney World.
I know.
Disneyland will never be the same. Dreams just got shattered.
They got shattered. This couple's dreams certainly got shattered. And everyone that was looking on, like Dino said, started booing. They're like, what are you doing?
It doesn't matter
if the photo's better from down the bottom of the stairs.
No one cares, mate.
They don't care.
It's not about the photo. It's about the moment. It's about the emotion, the tears and the laughter and the...
There goes her natural reaction because she was halfway through it and then he snatched the ring and took him down to another area. Oh, it's skin.
And it takes blokes years to pluck up the courage to actually get down on one knee.
Oh, no,
I thought you were going
to say
it takes years to get the money to buy a ring.
That too. But yeah, proposals are a nerve-wracking experience.
Oh, they are. Look, I remember actually when I was about to propose to Ireland, we were heading over to Italy, all right?
Because
my plan was to propose in Venice. But as we were going
through... So romantic.
That's how I roll.
Standard.
They don't call me Prince Charming for nothing. Anyway, went through the security at the airport.
Yeah.
I had the ring in my pocket because I didn't
trust it
that it would go in my luggage.
Yeah.
But Ireland had just gone through the security right in front of me and the guy said, you got something in your pocket, can you take it out? So I had to take it out and I had to put it into the little tray.
And
then I dashed through and I had to distract Eileen so that she didn't see what was coming through on my bucket.
Because imagine that's a very obvious little box.
A little box.
Coming in by itself.
All by itself, a lonely little box making its way through. So I had to distract her. It was either that or I was getting down on bended knee there and then at the airport.
And the security check-in, that would have been hilarious.
It would have been hilarious, but thankfully she did not see it. Crisis was averted and then I did it. I pointed the Rialto.
Yeah, good. You know what? I think proposals, they stuff up all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you laugh about it later.
And you're awkward. I mean, even when I did propose, I was on... The bridge was a sloped bridge.
Yeah.
And Eileen was on the higher end of the slope. I was on the lower end of the slope. And it was cobbled as well. And I got down on the bending knee and I was like, oh, this is so awkward. And I felt really low compared to Eileen. I really had to kind of point up to her. It was like, you know, in The Lion King when you're raising up there.
Yeah, you're raising up.
Yeah.
It's the circle of love.
But it all worked out anyway.
Oh, nice.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
A couple over at Disneyland, Paris. He got down on one knee, popped the question, and that was the moment that a staff member thought it'd be a good idea to snatch the ring, run down the stairs and say, come down here, it's better from down here. Oh, my God, just totally lost her natural reaction and you know, intercepted and interrupted their proposal.
They're just too helpful in this. They're too helpful. They just took it too far, all right, too far.
We are talking this morning about proposals that went wrong. We've got some great comments on Facey. Andrea said that her now husband, they planned to actually go to Melbourne Cup together and he said to her, oh, can you come and pick me up? On your way through. And she's like, yeah, for sure. So he put petals on the driveway. He lit candles. He had it all there. He was inside on one knee with the ring waiting for her to walk in. He was going to propose. In lobs her mate because she was running late. So she's like, can you go pick him up for me?
Oh, no. That is terrible.
She said he's never let her live it down. Another great proposal too. Anthony, he was really nervous. We'll talk about this before. Had a bit too many drinks of Dutch courage. And then actually proposed to a mannequin in Maya accidentally.
How many sherbets do you have?
That's a lot of bourbons.
Wow. Yeah. That he couldn't tell the difference between his prospective wife and a mannequin. All right.
4275195. If you got a proposal fail, we'd love to hear about it this morning. 4275195.
Megs is called through from Coromel. What happened at your proposal?
Okay. So when I was going out with my, boyfriend at the time, we organised a romantic picnic to the national park on a push bike. Mm-hmm. So we're riding our bikes, we had our hamper, a picnic hamper and a bottle of wine for a really romantic day, and I thought, he's going to propose. So I got all excited. I thought, he's going to propose, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we had a beautiful day. It was fantastic. And he didn't propose. Anyway, so we got on the bike to ride home, and next minute, he's riding in front of me, and he jumps off the bike, absolutely freaking out and pointing to his tongue. And I'm going, what? He said, bee. I've been bitten by a bee, bee. I'm like, oh, okay. So I pulled the sting out, and he goes, when I was a kid, I was allergic. He said, we've got to get home as soon as we can in case my mouth starts swelling up. Oh, my God. So we got home, blah, blah. And then later I thought, imagine if he did propose and then he died on the way home. How awful would that be?
Pete's given us a buzz from Warrawong. Mate, we're talking about failed marriage proposals. What went wrong?
When I did ask Mrs., she actually said yes.
Oh, cheeky, Pete. Cheeky.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. It's Jade and Damien's Mind Bender. Mind Bender.
Come play, Illawarra, 4275195. First person to sort this one out, our mindbender this morning, will win that family pass to Disney on Ice at the WEC. Jade, you good to go?
I am ready to go.
Jade, Damien, you ready to play?
I'm ready. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. A man was walking in the rain. He was in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
He had nothing and nowhere to hide.
Tough scenario.
He came home all wet. Not a single hair on his head was wet. Why is that?
Because he's wearing a hat.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Man walking in the rain. He's in the middle of nowhere. Had nothing and nowhere to hide. He came home all wet, but not a single hair on his head was wet. Why is that? Illawarra, 4275195.
He had nothing and nowhere to hide.
But he might have had a hoodie on.
No, he had nothing. I think he's
naked. Was he nude?
I think he's nude.
So he's nude.
He's nude.
I don't know. Well, I think he had a hoodie and he wore a hood over his head and that's why his hair was dry.
So he had nothing
and
nowhere
to
hide.
Jude. Let's check out what Josie and Morella has.
And his hair came home dry. I know.
Wait, let's give Josie a go.
Josie's on the blower from Warilla. Yep. Morning, Josie. Welcome to the Mind Bender.
Morning.
What do you think, Josie?
I don't think he had any hair.
Here.
That's what I thought as well.
He was bald.
Yes. There you go.
Look at that. Good Josie, well played.
Yeah. Good on you, Josie.
Oh, thanks.
You're off to Disney on Ice. Got a family pass.
Yay.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien.
Yes.
Do you want to know the quickest way to get dumped?
Oh, all right. Yeah. I don't want to get dumped. All right.
But this is just for anyone listening to you thinking, you know what, I want to get dumped.
No. Oh,
okay. Here's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Something that's going viral at the moment. So a couple were out watching a Yankees game.
Yeah.
The Yankees won. They were super excited. And out the front, there was a guy who was just interviewing people.
Yeah.
And things took a dramatic turn.
If the Yankees were going to win a World Series, but you had to give each other a hall pass, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you have to?
Who does she have to? Who does she have to?
You can pick anyone who you want. Who would you pick?
Anyone in the world. My ex-boyfriend.
Whoa.
Who would you pick?
What? You.
Aww. Oh, so why the ex-boyfriend?
We're going to fight about this.
Why the ex-boyfriend? He's gone. You can tell him.
He was a good lover.
Oh.
That is like, that's like stabbing someone in the heart, twisting it, and then getting some salt and just going over the top of that wound.
That is just terrible.
If he has not broken up with her,
then he's a loser.
Then he is.
No, he's a.
People have hall passes, right?
It's a bit of fun. It's a joke.
That's because you never think it's going to happen. And it's generally somebody famous who you'll never meet.
That's what it's meant to be.
Yeah, because it's like one of those things that it's so far-fetched. If it does happen, you have to go, well, you know what? We never thought it was going to happen. This is as much my win as it is yours. Off you go.
Yeah.
They've got to say yes, too. I mean, like, honestly, if I met Zac Efron, he's not going to go, oh, yeah, great. 42-year-old mother of four. No, he's not. We know that's
you
not going to happen.
You don't know that. Maybe Zac Efron's maybe looking for a Jamboree girl. That's his goal. He's put it on his list.
Maybe. But
Jamboree local.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's a lot prettier ones than me, but hey, I'll put my hand up.
Oh, jeez, don't bag yourself out.
But no, she's saying her ex-boyfriend, so that's somebody who she used to be with.
That's terrible.
And then she, not only does she say that, then she says he was a really good lover, implying that you're pretty ordinary.
Yeah. Oh, that, it's just, it's terrible. I'm sorry. It's, if he has to dump her, you know, he has to.
That's what the world's saying too.
Yeah. I mean, has he? We don't know. We don't have an update on this guy.
The thing is, she couldn't even come out and say it was a joke because not funny. You would say a joke, you would say, you know, somebody ugly and random if you wanted it to be a joke, or the Incredible Hulk.
Your ex-boyfriend. Oh, jeez.
Do you know of anyone, like, on the subject of hall passes, do you know of anyone who's ever actually got their hall pass?
Yeah, Kanye West.
What?
He always wanted to make love to himself, so, and I think he does it every night.
He's a repeat offender.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.